Proclamation number 7277, dated the February 8, 1959. God's plan of salvation is based on the human being's free will. My work of returning the fallen spirits is based on my eternal plan of salvation, and according to this plan of salvation, everything will run its course over infinitely long periods of time, for which you humans lack all concepts. My plan of salvation has been designed again in love and wisdom, and my power implements it. Consequently, one day I will reach my goal, that all fallen spiritual beings will start the path of return to me into the Father's house. Yet the implementation is not determined by my will alone, but the free will of the beings, which were once created in all perfection despite which they fell away from me, decides the length of time this said return to me requires. Thus every single being determines for itself how much time its process of development, its return to me, will take. Therefore, my plan of salvation is also based on the free will of each individual being, which is a fact that is inconceivable for you humans, but which I deem to be essential if one day I want I to be surrounded by truly free and totally devoted children to me, because this is the purpose and goal of my eternal plan of salvation. I knew each and every being's will from the beginning, both as original spirits as well human beings later, when the original spirit has had to prove itself and once again can decide of its own free will which path it wants to take. I knew your direction of will and was able to design my plan of salvation accordingly, which includes your every thought and expression of will and is based on these accordingly. And truly, it was planned such that every being can cover its process of development with ease, because I will always helpfully stand by its side when it is at risk of making a wrong decision. Time and again it will be able to make a choice but not be forced to make the right decision, yet his destiny will affect a person such that the right decision will always be closer at hand, that inwardly he will be urged to take the right path, but that this urging may never be felt as compulsion. My love applies to every individual being, and whatever I can do to shorten its course of development until the final return to me will certainly be done by me. And thus no person will ever be able to say that his situation in life forced him to make an opposing decision. My wisdom is truly beyond all doubt, and thus I foresaw all opportunities which served a person to make the right decision and based my plan of salvation on this. Admittedly, I also forever know the direction of every individual's will, but during his time on earth as a human being I do not want to know it, and thus the human being can nevertheless make a free decision. For precisely because of his wrong will I let destiny so affect his life that he has every opportunity to change his will, and my side will eagerly support him in this. 4. There is joy in my kingdom over one sinner that repenteth. Single quote. This should be understood as a complete change of will, which is indeed intended in my plan of salvation but does not definitely determine this said plan of salvation. You are completely free during your life on earth, and even if I know, you are by no means bound, because originally you were entirely free beings and this freedom will not be taken from you as soon as you live on earth as self-aware beings again or even when you enter the kingdom of the beyond. No force of any kind is exerted on you, and what or how you are was created by yourselves. But my plan of salvation also plans an assured and final return into the Father's house. However, the day will come, it is just that the time it takes can be brief but also very lengthy, and this is taken into account in my plan of salvation, always in consideration of your will, which is free and cannot abide any kind of force. But the fact that you will reach your goal one day is certain, and it is equally certain that 1,000 years are like a day to me, that no law of time exists for me. You yourselves, however, are still subject to this law. Your imperfect state keeps you bound to the law of time, and that is extremely painful for you, for your distance from me is a painful state which you immeasurably prolong again if you don't unite with me, if you have not achieved your return into the Father's house as yet. I would like to protect you from this long state of torment, therefore I will urgently admonish you time and again to use your will correctly, that is, to subordinate yourselves to my will, of which you are repeatedly informed. Receiving my word and thus the knowledge of my will is part of my plan of salvation, which will be implemented with love, wisdom and might, but you will always be at liberty to consider it according to your own will. Consequently, the length of time you require for your return differs considerably, but it can already be over for you at the end of your life on earth and can finally have resulted in freedom, light and strength, if you strive for it yourselves and make every effort to desire my help for it, for this striving is already the correctly directed will which safely lets you reach your goal. Amen.